Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Winter is officially here. Christmas coming up. Hey, does it get any better this New Year? Hey, man. The march to spring begins, and what better way to have it than the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. That is coming up, in a couple of weeks. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of December 23rd. And 24th, man. Here's the dealio. Still some winter bow season coming up. We covered that last week. Still some hunting going on. The last two, we stocked for today, the last two stockings of ringnecks and bobwhites. Okay, going to be Thursday the 28th and Saturday the 30th. Our heavy, these are our faves, our heavy duty 14. Here we go. These numbers are for both stocking dates. Collier's Mills, 200. Howardsville, 50. Manahawkin, 50. Medford, 80. And Stafford Forge, 160. Those are for both dates. Plenty of birds still going out. In the Southlands here, our fave, we have Dix with 130. Glassboro, 100. Heiserville, 50. Mad Horse, 90. Millville, 340s. Always birds left over there, and I love it. Nantucket, 110. Port Republic, 50. Tucko, 110. Winslow on 40. Now for the bobwhites, Greenwood and Peasy will each receive 280 for the 28th, but for the 30th, they will be dosed with 400 birds. But let's just get back to the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Man, fishing season's on the way. We've got seminars coming up. We have the shows coming up, and this show is the one, the biggest little show going. It kicks it off. The promoter is on the line right now. He's going to be in the studio next week, talk about the expo at length, but right now we're just going to touch on some things coming up. And by the way, two of his seminar presenters are going to be on Rack and Fin Radio a little later on in the program. It's Jerry Vessels. How you doing, Mr. Promoter, owner, CEO, head muckety muck? What do you got, man?
Good morning, Tommy P. How are you, my man?
You are sold out.
Since before Thanksgiving, Tommy. Before Thanksgiving.
I thought maybe I had some last minute ones there, but I looked at 80,000 square feet, Vessels. You're going to have to put people on the roof.
We hope so. We got 10 boat vendors, over 100 small booth vendors. We are literally racked and packed. We're jam-packed, wall to wall. We have it all, Tom. From the ceiling to the floor in 2024, we brought you exactly what you wanted, which was more, more, more. We're giving away two Yetis this year. Who does that?
No.
We're giving away a Yeti on Saturday and on Sunday, Tom. Yeti 65. We're kicking off the new year in the right way. And finally, with something to be happy about.
And Jerry, I have a prime seminar lineup set up there, man. We have Jenny Ackerman and Captain Gino coming on, Token Fluke and Tuna, respectively. But Jerry, you put it all together, and it was a gamble from way back when. You rolled the die, and you hit it. Very proud of you, man.
Thank you, Tommy. That means a tremendous amount.
The biggest little show. Let me ask you this, Vessels. Exceed your expectations, or did you have a feeling like the way last year's went, very successful, this year was going to be technically your big-time breakout? Because you got it, man.
I was, you always want to kind of be apprehensive because you never want to set the bar too high, and then you get disappointed. But I was shocked this year when literally in November, like the beginning of November, I was down to very limited space, and I kind of thought, wow, this is – I don't know what's happening here, but I love it. And it wasn't a total surprise, but it was definitely something I didn't expect to happen so quickly. We moved the date, and the show took off like a rocket ship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jerry, we're going to get into that next week. You will be – listeners, check this out. He will be live in the studio, and he will be – actually, he's going to take a selfie because I will be wearing his last year's fluorescent pink staff shirt. It'll be a sight to behold. Make sure you have a barf bag handy. Go to a medical supply store and get some barf bags. Because, Jerry,
no way,
it's going to be a sight to behold.
Tommy, we're ready. That's all. We have everything that you need. 10 different boat dealers. I can mention names, but we'll run out of time. 100 booth vendors. Inshore, offshore, Back Bay. We have some freshwater tackle this year, which is a new aspect that we're going now.
Well, John, let me interrupt you for a second there, because the Cape, the Peninsula County, listen, all of South Jersey has some fantastic freshwater fishing opportunities. We're going to get that into the next segment with Freshwater Bureau Chief Sean Krause. We have it all, Jer. Your show covers it all, man.
We have it, Tom. Anything that you may need for your fishing and boating season coming up, We even have the cult leader, Candle Lady, Collier's Candles is coming back. It is. We just have it all, Tom.
Jerry,
doing it with a smile.
We'll see you in here next week. Be on time, my brother.
I will be there. I'm going to be there with bells on, Tom, at 7:30. You can hear my motor running now. I don't even drink coffee.
That's a sight.
Saturday morning.
That's
I'm
a sight.
Ready to go.
Jerry Vessels with bells on. I like that. Okay, Jerry, we'll see you next week, man.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
Yeah, January 6th and 7th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ooh, it's going to be good. We'll get more into that next week. Coming up, Sean Krause, as I mentioned, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries Chief. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home,
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
At Ocean First Bank, our first thought is you. We put you first in all we do. Community banking for a century. We treat you like your family. Whatever you need, whatever your dream, let's make it a reality. Ocean First Bank. Putting you first.
When your dream is building a new home, we offer mortgage options designed with your convenience in mind. Like combining your construction and permanent loan into just one closing. Saving you time for the really fun stuff, like planning that housewarming party.
Whatever you need, whatever you dream, let's make it a reality. Ocean First Bank. Putting you first.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
2024 New Jersey Freshwater Fishing Digest is now out. It's been online. Now it's available at license issuing agents statewide. Here's the thing. You know, on Rack and Fin Radio, we're all about to salt. We like that. I keep pounding on the freshwater fishing opportunities from High Point to Cape May Point and everywhere in between. Jersey freshwater fishing has never, ever been better. And I've been around a long time. As I've told you before, this is fact, not bragging. I taught Peter and those guys how to use a cast net. Way back there in Galilee. That's how long I've been around. Join us online right now. Very special guest. Great to have him on. Knew him when he first started at the Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries several years ago. Well, not several. It's been a while. It's Sean Krause. He is the Freshwater Fisheries Bureau Chief. And we're going to talk the digest. It's packed with information on there, some of the articles. And we're going to just touch on, again, the season. It's coming up, man. 2024 is going to be a super, super breakout here from my corner on the freshwater fishing front. Chief Krause, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tom P. How you been? It's great to be back.
Great to have you back. I'm Lock, Cock, Ready to Rock, freshwater coming up. Krause, we have great winter fishing going on, too. I can't wait for some hard water fishing opportunities. But down here in the South, plenty of open water opportunities in the winter season, especially in those lakes that were stocked with trout in October, Hamilton Lake, and November, Ponder Lodge Pond, to name a few. Sean, the freshwater fishing's never been better. That digest kicks ass. Love the cover. Go into the meat of that book, please.
Hey, you know, thanks a lot for the opportunity. No, I just wanted to point out that, you know, there's quite a few things in there that anglers should be aware of, as always. The feature article this year was something I actually wrote. The title is Wild Browns Abound.
Time out. You had time to write an article, Krause? How did you do that?
Burning the midnight oil.
There you go, man.
So, yeah, just wanted to mention there that, you know, that article is just meant to highlight all the opportunities for wild brown trout in the state of New Jersey. And, you know, rather than get in all the details, definitely read it yourself. But the one fact and figure I wanted to share with everybody is to kind of dispel the myth that, you know, wild trout don't get large enough to be of interest. And that's just false.
Krause, listen to me. Listen, a lot of them, I crawl around, a lot of them are small, but a lot of them are not. You have monster browns out there, Krause. Also some nice-sized bows as well, and brookies, but I digress. Go ahead. It's your platform.
Just looking at some of the numbers from the fisheries surveys that we've done, you know, going out there electrofishing, what if I told you that brown trout, you know, wild browns, over 10 inches are found in over 60 streams across 7 counties. Would that be surprising to you?
Oh, yeah. Over 7 counties? Oh, yeah. Because what you usually see, like, for example, up there in the Water Gap, fishing like the Van Campens and Dunfield. Yeah, I mean, you'll get some, 4, 5, 6, 7. You get down that lower Van Campens, man, there's some horses.
Well, yeah, and you're going to have to work for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that they're loaded in there like stockies, but fish over 10 inches are found in over 60 of our streams. Think about that. That's a lot of opportunities covering 7 states. The other feature article I wanted to mention is an update on our invasive species. That's on page 34.
Oof,
there's a couple really nice photographs in there, you know, kind of showing a big snakehead. But there's some non-fish in there too, just to point out the red swamp crayfish and New Zealand mud snail. Those things are on their way. They're here.
How are they getting here, Krause?
It's a combination of things. Wow. Unfortunately you have the pet trade, you have illegal releases and stockings, and you have accidental. So these New Zealand mud snails can cling to your waders. And then you don't even know it. You're moving them from one water body to the next.
Mm-hmm.
These red swamp crayfish are like, you know, the size of a lot. Yeah, they're 6, 7, 8, 9 inches long. These things are huge. And they can wreak havoc in our ecological system.
Christ, those are like mantis shrimp.
They're big.
I could eat those little bass. Whoa, okay.
and they're impactful. So why don't you do that? Why don't you go ahead and let's try to get rid of them. But one thing really to make people aware of is that Fish and Wildlife has recently worked with some other partners and within NJDEP, a Division of Science and Research, and New Jersey Water Supply Authority, amongst many other partners, to draft an aquatic invasive species management plan. That draft document is online on our website right now, and we're looking for public comment. That public comment period ends February 6th. And once we have that plan intact, we'll be eligible for some federal funding to better manage and try to control and or eradicate some of these invasive species that are not only causing problems for our rare native wildlife,
right,
but also really have the potential to mess up some of our popular game fish opportunities.
So I can't imagine if snakeheads, for example, get in the barrens.
Yeah, it's going to cause ecological havoc, you know. But then, I mean, and that's a sensitive ecosystem, really important. There's a lot of threatened and endangered species there. But even in our big open water, such as the Delaware River, with the blue cats and the snakeheads and the flatheads, it's unpredictable, right? The impacts that they have and are going to have are unpredictable. And, you know, I can just say that it's not likely to be good for other species, whether the sport fish you're going after or the little guys, the rare, threatened, endangered fish.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware of that. Public interaction is something we're really looking, we really rely on. to get the pulse of what's going on out there. And some of these invasive species policies, you know, there's impacts and regulatory changes that result from them. So please, anglers in New Jersey, take a look at that. Take the time, go to our website and, you know, look for that aquatic invasive species management plan draft. Take a peek at it and get your comments in by February 6th.
Sean, invasive aside, the Bureau, Fish and Wildlife, the Bureau, DEP, whatever, Jersey freshwater fishing, as I mentioned in the opening, is just off the charts productive from the walleyes, the tiger muskies, the pure strain muskies, the northern pike, hybrid stripers, the trout. It's and the largemouth and smallmouth bass. It's never been better. And to me, you keep evolving, and I just see a wide open avenue of great fishing ahead.
No, we appreciate the positive feedback, and it's something we work hard at. You know, the hatchery systems just couldn't be any better up at Pequest with the trout being raised, and over at Hackettstown, you know, pretty much everything else, the walleye, the muskie, the channel cats, everything supplementing. You know, and those guys are just doing a great job. You know, working 24/7 to get it done, overcoming. You know, think about that the big rain event we just had over the past couple of days. There was, you know, folks on the ground, you know, around the clock, making sure floodgates are opened and closed, and that your screens are clear, so you're not getting, you know, flooding of one pond into the next. So, you know, a huge kudos to those folks. Mm-hmm. You know, working around the clock to secure that future of fishing in New Jersey.
Absolutely. Joining us on the Rackefin line this morning is Sean Krause. He is the Bureau Chief, Freshwater Fisheries. Topic is the 2024 Digest. It is out, loaded with information, also about the invasives, very important. But, Sean, one thing I really like, again, and listen, I've said this when we've had other, you know, when we had Craig Lemon on from Hackettstown, Ed Collins, you don't have to travel out of state. Everybody likes a road trip. Don't get me wrong, especially me. But you have just a great fishing right here for myriad species. But Sean, one thing I really, really appreciate and like, because I'm an inner city kid from, you know, from the get-go, the outreach that you guys are doing, getting to the urban and suburban ponds, which if you take the time to get there, you got some prime bass fishing and channel cat fishing, especially hiding in plain sight. Great fishing there, Krause.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And this past year, we experimented with like a pilot program to try to raise some catchable bass. Mm-hmm. You know, historically, we'd stock fingerling bass, you know, 2 to 3 inches long. But in some of these areas that are impacted by, you know, the land use changes and runoff and maybe over harvest and all these things, we were, you know, working hard to see if we could develop a program where we have, you know, where we have the ability to stock largemouth bass that are, you know, 14 inches. So you know, we launched a couple of those on these past free fishing days this past year. We're looking to kind of tweak and develop that program in the upcoming years. Hey, let me jump over back to some of the things in the digest.
Go, bro, go.
I just wanted to get out there. We also made one thing easier. You mentioned the fall and winter trout stocking programs. On page 16, we have these new little icons. One's a snowflake for the winter program, and one is an orange leaf for the fall program. Just kind of indicates which water bodies are stocked under which program. We didn't do a great job of that in the past. We had the information always on the website, but putting it right there in a digest for everybody to see was great. One other thing, there's a bunch of them here, but
go, Krause, come on, man. Listen, you don't understand what it's like to try to get. I got him sitting down for a few minutes. This is amazing.
I definitely want to make the most of it. We made some minor adjustments to the Skillful Angler program. That program is becoming more and more popular.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We have some new categories. One is called the Salmonid Slam. Rather than having to catch a brook, a brown, and a rainbow, which can be really difficult, especially this brook trout, it's not attaining, you know, very large sizes. Now you have to catch 3 out of the 5. So now we've expanded it to landlocked salmon and lake trout.
Chief, those salmon are just phenomenal. I mean, I love the lake. They are just what a phenomenal fishery. Go, I'm sorry.
and there's also another category called the Grand Master, where you get a certificate if you've caught 10 or more qualifying fish. But the other thing I really wanted to share was we are bringing the Skillful Angler program this year
in March to the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs annual convention and awards banquet. We're going to be honoring some of the anglers who have caught.
That's great.
Some of the excess, we'll say some of the more impressive achievements within that program. We're going to be identifying them there, right along with the Deer Classic. So, I have to mention, the Skill Flying program holds a special place for me. The first time I met our former director, Bob McDowell.
Rest in peace, Bob. Rest in peace.
And unfortunately, he recently passed. The first time I met him, I was the recipient as a high school kid. So, the fishing game chairman, Frank Virgilio, and I were talking about, public interaction and things like that. And both of us thought, wouldn't it be great to, honor some of these anglers, it kind of in a public forum like that at the Federation convention and banquet.
So. Listeners, along the same line, I remember walking into Sean's office up there at the Fisheries Lab in Lebanon, right across from Round Valley Reservoir, and there on his wall, a bright-eyed kid, almost like a deer in the headlights, with the DEP director right there, Bob McDowell. He was director at the time. And there you are with this walleye with this thing crossed. I've never seen someone looking so proud and fired up, man. And look look where you are now, too, ascending from there to bureau chief. That's amazing.
I don't think there's anybody that gets more fired up than you.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a pretty high standard.
Okay, Sean, we're up against a hard break, but Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, DEP, Fish and Wildlife, public interaction is important. What do you guys have going on now?
Yeah, there's a couple big things going on at the moment. We've recently implemented some online surveys. They were focused on our trout stocking program. We take pride in taking that information from the public, those social human dimensions aspects of outdoor recreation, and we want to know what you think. We want to make the programs better, but it's only as good as participation. In those recent surveys, we only had 2,000 anglers participate. That's not a great cross-section of all the different interests and diversities, whether you're, a fly fisherman or wanting to keep your limit, every time you go out. Everywhere in between, we need to hear from everybody. Mm-hmm. So please go to our website. Please, when you see these online surveys, don't ignore the emails from us. We can send an emails out to licensed anglers and trout stamp buyers. So please do that. In addition, we do have one change with our public forums this year. In recent years, we've had so much participation when we go virtual for those meetings. So we are doing a trout meeting and both of the forums entirely virtual. And instead of being on a Saturday morning, we're going to switch them to Thursday nights. So please look in the digest for those dates. We're going to go Thursday nights. The trout meeting is going to be March 7th. And we're going to have two kind of wide open fisheries forums on May 2nd and May 16th. And they're going to be seven o'clock at night until 8:30. We're hoping to get increased participation because we're not really, making you give up your Saturday morning. We realize that time is valuable. So we thought, have dinner with your family and then hop online and join our forums from 7 until 8:30 at night.
That's great. Listen, in respect to the late, great Bob Grant, talk show host, always ended his show with, your influence counts. Use it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's important. Now, Sean, I'll let you go real fast. I just, this goes back to my way back, talking decades ago when I was a kid, and it was that's the way it was at the time. You were told what it was going to be, people. There was no real, there was a meeting here and there, but no real quest to get public input, stakeholder input. That's changed over the past few decades. It's been great that the public is now getting involved. The offer is there to get involved. So be a part of it.
Be a part of it and don't just rely on the organized partnerships and clubs and things like that. We can all name, great organizations that do great things.
Yeah.
But many times I'm a firm believer that, there's a lot of sportsmen out there who don't actively participate and their voices are not being heard. So the best way that you can advance your interests and get our ear You know, we're always going to take the science first. We're always going to, you know, look at the
absolutely,
best available science and make those management decisions. But many aspects, such as our trout stocking program, there's a huge, you know, social aspect to it. There's a huge human dimensions where we want to put these fish where they're caught. We want people to enjoy them and maximize the opportunities.
Well said, Chief Krause. So again, listeners, the 2024 New Jersey Freshwater Fishing Digest is out, packed full of information. Again, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get involved. As Chief Krause says, these online forums, be a part of it. And then if it doesn't go your way, then you can bitch and moan. But you bitch and moan, you don't participate. You know what I get? You know what I mean, Krause?
Spot on.
There you go.
Spot on.
Sean, best of all, have a great 2024 season. Hope to see you on the Delaware doing some catfishing, bro. What do you think?
Ooh. Sounds good.
Okay, man. You take care, Krause. We'll see you.
All right. Have a great one. Happy holidays.
Yep. Remember, Krause is a wide-eyed youngster in the fisheries lab, and now he is bureau chief and just a great guy. Biologist to the nth degree and a hardcore angler, and his mind is open to possibilities. It is great. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Ready, set, enroll. Registration for Atlantic Cape Community College spring semester is now open. Whether you're interested in business, liberal arts, e-gaming, nursing, or culinary arts, Atlantic Cape is the smart and affordable choice. You can even earn your bachelor's degree from Rutgers or other universities through us while spending way less, or even tuition free with flexible online and in-person degree programs. Now's the time to see where Atlantic Cape can take you. Visit us at atlanticcape.edu/register today.
Every 2 minutes, someone is injured in a drunk driving crash. Every 45 minutes, someone is killed. Drunk driving remains one of the leading causes of death on our roadways. Drugs, other than alcohol, are involved in about 16% of motor vehicle driving deaths. These deaths are 100% preventable. Never drive after using drugs or alcohol. Have a designated driver, call a taxi, or use a rideshare service. This message is brought to you by Join Together Atlanta County. For more information, visit jtacnj.org. That's jtacnj.org.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below. You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of December 23rd and 24th. And a happy pre-Christmas weekend to all. Okay, what was it? Wednesday, Thursday. The equinox. Daylight is now going to start a little bit longer. To the Tom P. Rack and Fin Radio sensitive side, are we ready? Key this up. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. A magical thing and sweet to remember. We are nearer to spring than we were in September. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. I can't take credit for that, man. That's Oliver Herford. It's been in my refrigerator. Me and a lovely demon. She says, what are you doing with that? I said, it's just a reminder here. The march to spring is underway. And again, the big kickoff is going to be the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo, January 6th and 7th. As Jerry said, they're sold out. The Wildwood Convention Center is sold out, 80,000 square feet anything and everything with fishing and boating will be there, including an outstanding lineup of seminars. We have two key seminar speakers. They're all good. We have two key seminar speakers I want to touch base with. Again, little teasers to what their presentations are going to be about. Joining us on the line right now is Jenny Ackerman. She is the media coordinator with the Fisherman Magazine. As she's going to tell you, she wears many, many hats in that position, as she is going to give a kick-ass flounder, a.k.a. fluke, seminar. It's great to get her on Rakuten Radio Live for the first time. Well, she does some bad-ass entertaining and educational videos for the Fisherman. Join us on the line. It is Jenny Ackerman. How you doing, Ackerman?
Hey, everyone. I'm good, thanks. How are you, Tom?
If I was any better, I told you, I'd still be dancing with Madonna and Whitney Houston. Come on, girl.
Don't forget about Cher.
We had our differences there. But Ackerman, now let's, real fast, before we get into your center, listen, by the way, an ace angler across the board.
What really
touched my dark little soul is her penchant for ice fishing. Fresh water. Ackerman, I'm in love with you from the moment I saw that photo of you with that 10-pound bass or whatever that was. Whoa! That was a monster. But we'll get into ice fishing a little later on in the new year. Jenny, before we get to your seminar on the fluke, explain your duties with the Fisherman Magazine, please.
So my title with the Fisherman is media coordinator, but like I wear a lot of hats. I love the job I do. I work with their Instagram with posting, and then I do a lot of stuff on the back end of the website. And I graduated from Monmouth with my BFA in graphic and interactive design, minoring in marketing. So I do a lot of design work, designing ads for our advertisers, and then building up the magazine itself before it gets sent out to print or posted on the website as a weekly. And I also run the video fishing forecast, and as a separate entity on the Fisherman YouTube, a little series called Open Boat, where you get to see me go out there, either visiting tackle shops throughout slaying fish, educating you guys on new like tactics and different tricks that I use when I go fishing.
That's an integral part of Hutch's video, man. Ackerman, I think it's great. If memory serves me correctly, didn't we do one very short one though? They cut it off because of my ugliness, but that was pretty much fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a very good one. That one was very popular.
Okay, Jenna, let's get into, Melissa's, by the way, Sheho Grumpy's a great surf shop up there in Seaside. She holds, and do you still hold the Grumpy's record for the biggest fluke caught?
Of course I do.
Kicks ass. In fact, our first time I met Ackerman was at a party, S&S, S&S Bucktails. Now it's S&S Jigs. Shout out to Stanley, the Ayatollah of Flukerola Gola there. Now he's a Tagarola guy. And I said, wait, I know you from somewhere. Yeah, that was the cover of the Fisher Magazine. Jen, how big was that flounder?
That one was just 12 pounds, but it was like 33 inches. I got it hanging up on my wall thanks to Gray Fish Tag or Gray Taxidermy.
What did you use for bait? A kitten or a puppy or something?
No. If you come to my seminar at the Wildwood Fishing Show, I can tell you exactly what I use.
Speaking of, let's get to it, Jen. We don't have much time in this segment. Just a teasing up here. You're going to love this seminar, the girl covers it all, top to bottom, east to west, whatever. Touch on some of the key points of your seminar. Go.
So I'm running down a ton of stuff. If you're a beginner to fluke fishing, you're going to learn. If you're a pro at fluke fishing, you're going to learn even more. I talk about fishing from the surf and fishing from the boat, and then I'm also going to spill some secrets on my favorite fluke fishing tactic. So if you want to hear what that is, you're going to have to come to the seminar. And I'm also doing a little show and tell because I build my own rods. I'm going to bring two of my fluke fishing rods to the show so you can come up and check that out after.
Whoa. Time out, Ackerman. You build rods as well?
Yeah, I'm a jack of all trades, what can I say?
Did you learn that at Grumpy's? Because that's a custom rod factory there.
Yes. Yeah, I learned at Grumpy's, and that's where I build all my rods. And literally, the Mona Lisa doesn't have anything on these customs. They're gorgeous.
Humble, isn't she? Well, listen, again, on a serious note, though, which it's always vexed me because I've caught by, and I acknowledge this, as you know me, my acumen or lack thereof, fluke in the surf, from the beach, on the sand, whatever, always by accident. I tarred him, always hit him by accident. That's an art form in itself.
Yes, it is. Yep.
I mean, when the striper blitzes on, blues bass all over the place, to be able to hunt down the spots where you can get summer flounder from the beach, that, Jen, to me, that's worth the seminar right there.
Oh, yeah. I will be covering that. The one big key word for that is patience. So that's a whole art form in itself, but that's how I started fluking. I fluked off the surf. I didn't really have access to a boat. So that's like, I know that like the back of my hand there.
Okay. So Jenny, what day and approximate time, again, I don't know if the schedule's been finalized yet, is the seminar at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo all about fluke and go?
So my seminar is going to be Saturday, and it's going to be, I think I'm going on at noon. So that's Saturday, January 6th. So you want to come in early, walk around, and stick around for my seminar for sure.
Jim, man, besides fluke, I understand from source, and I saw some photos of fishermen, you're pretty aces on the tog as well, huh? How'd you get into that?
Oh, I, you know, growing up where I live, you have easy access to a lovely spot where there's blackfish abundant, and I'm sure a lot of people know where that is, but catching them off of the land is fun. And then once I got started catching them off the boat, like I had a really memorable trip with my bud Rooney, and we were rig fishing, catching giant blackfish, you're hooked. Like, it's
That's a challenge,
but listen, I passed my quantitative reasoning class in college, and you can pass black fishing if you focus on it and figure those guys out.
So hey, Ackerman, you know my proclivities. I'm at the sea bass and blowfish. Drop reel, drop reel. Todd to me is, that's an enigma still, but I get a keeper every few years now and then. Again, listeners, Jenny Ackerman, all about fluke fishing secrets, surf, boat, whatever it's going to be, at the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo January 6th. Okay, check it out. Go to the website, and we will have more information. Jenny, hope to see you there. Good luck.
Yes, thank you. Hey, hope to see you guys
by the
there.
Way, by the way, between now and then, you're going to get out for some togging?
Yeah, I actually have a couple more trips lined up. I got a big one coming up in Cape May, so you better watch out.
Jesus, again, humble, isn't she? Okay, Ackerman, you take care. Nice having you on Rock and Fin. We'll see you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, Ackerman, man, she adds a new angle to the Fisherman Magazine, great publication as well. But she does it. I've seen her in action with the fluke and evidently with the tog. Now, also, another great seminar. It's a full slate, all good seminars. Don't get me wrong. There's another one coming up very, it's just, especially this past year with actually, past few years, it's the tuna fishing has been good. It's tuna chunking and jigging. Captain Gino Linder, side chick sport fishing out of Cape May, South Jersey Marina. Captain Gino's on the line with us right now. Great seminar lined up for you, Captain Gino. You locked, cocked, and ready to rock?
I'm ready. I'm always ready for them things.
your season this past year going in, when did it start? Wrapped up. I know there's still some bluefin being caught farther north and not that far out. I heard 3.5-4 miles. You primarily on the yellowfin game?
Yeah, but we did kill a bluefin last Saturday.
Out of Shark River. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Now, tactic on that. What was that? Was that a troll?
That was a troll fish, exactly.
What'd they hit?
Redheaded Joe shoot with a Ballyhoo.
Shoots with a who, man. That was a cat's ass all summer for a variety of tuna. Now, the yellowfin bite now, going to be touching it all on big eye or long fin in the dealio?
So, not a lot of long fin this year. There were some big eye caught. Didn't hear much of long fin at all, but the yellowfin fishery was amazing. Started down south at like the 19 lump, and we would run as far up as the AP and a little north of that, actually.
Well, Captain Gino, it's basically a teaser segment, as I explained to the listeners. But
Listen, it's more than just drop. Sometimes it can get crazy. I've been on boats here, but hand feeding the up. Pretty, I've seen it like that. But it's not. It's more than a matter of just dropping a jig down or putting a piece of chunk out. Chunk of butterfish or sardine or mackerel, what have you. They can get picky, and some special tactics are needed. Correct? Some tuning.
Exactly. You have to change leaders up depending on what the bite is. Our last trip to the Wilmington, chunking in the canyon, it didn't matter. You could have an 80-pound leader earlier in the season. You drop down to 25.
So. That's light.
It's a long battle.
Cap, I have to ask you this. Now, you've been a charter captain for 7 years, but you've been tuna fishing for years. Before fluorocarbon. Before I was part of the introduction with Seaguar back in the early mid 90s down there out of Port St. Lucie, Azure and Seaguar. They were in the same facility. How do they catch tuna before fluorocarbon?
It amazes me. Like they adapt and it's a crazy game. You know what I mean? You have to change up and mono was all there was, and that's what you use.
Right. Captain Gene, I think so much more angling pressure on the tuna resources make these fish, they get really persnickety, man. I've seen them eyeball and go away, and you got dropped down. You go down to 25 pound?
Yeah, we'll go down to 25.
What kind of drag setting on that deal?
With no hook in it, and I'll touch the one with the leader in it.
Isn't that something? Well, Gene, to the jigging aspect, Butterfly, there's a myriad jigs out there. You're going to touch on color, shape, action the whole bit.
I'm a big Nomad Streaker guy. You know what I mean? They're my favorite jig. So,
shout out to Sean and Shoplock. I'll leave it at that. Nomad Design, man. That's the Australian group, correct? Are they Australian?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, they're Chuck Norris too. That popper's been a monster.
Yeah, the poppers and the Mad Manis isn't a bad one either, too. Yeah. We killed a lot on the poppers with them, too.
Well, Captain Gino, what have you noticed, before I let you go, real quickly, in a nutshell, the past 2 or 3 years with the tuna bite, a lot more pressure, fish getting warier. Sometimes it can be, as a quote, stupid fishing. But how do you see it playing out, in the near future?
Well, I mean, with these fish still around right now, I'm really looking forward to 2024. I think it's going to be an amazing season. I really do, and I think it'll start a little earlier, and it's been lasting longer and longer. Fish been coming closer inshore, making for a shorter run, hence why, you'll have a lot of center consoles with singles on them on the grounds that you would normally not see, what I mean?
Now, what's your ride? What is the ride of Side Chick?
So right now we're running a 45 Hatteras. Big girl.
Woo.
Big displacement hull. Very comfortable.
Well, I was going to say, that's very kind. Something like Tom P can stretch his fat ass out and hang out while everybody does the work.
Got your feet up drinking coffee on the ride.
That is it. Okay, listeners, Captain Gino Lindor. It's going to be tuna, chunking, and jigging Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. I think you're going to be on, Gino, for 2 days, January 6th, and 7th. So check it out. The Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo is going to be a great time. Incredible seminars.
Great
Ackerman
show.
And Lindner. Man, you guys are going to kick ass. We will see you there, Cat.
Okay, you got it, buddy.
You can't miss me. When I get towards the seminar grounds, the floor shakes. You can ask D. Gennaro that, man. You take care.
You got it.
See ya. Yeah, two of a great lineup of seminars. One more time. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December, a magical thing and sweet to remember. We're nearer to spring than we were in September. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. Daylight now, a little bit longer, a little bit longer. The march to spring is underway. Be right back, Rec and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey. Local news and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download the WPG Talk Radio app for your phone, tablet, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto today at WPGTalkRadio.com.
Powered by Smokers Haven. Smokers Haven has the finest selection of cigars. Stop in at one of their 5 locations and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. SmokersHavenNJ.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. The Supreme Court decides it won't review just yet whether former President Trump has immunity to charges in his election interference case.
This issue now goes early next month to the D.C.-based Court of Appeals for oral arguments, likely delaying Trump's March 4th trial.
Fox's Rich Edson, it's seen as a win for the former president. Lawmakers facing a full schedule when they return to Washington in January following their winter recess.
Top of the list, a bipartisan package to beef up the border, which is a mess. It may take weeks to get a deal, perhaps another week just to write the bill.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. Inmates at a New York City jail were locked up in their cells for nearly a half hour when a fire spread this past April. 20 people were hurt. That's according to an independent oversight agency report. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clouds and breaks of sun, high today 50. Cloudy drizzle late tonight, low 35. And then cloudy tomorrow, the high 54. Cloudy skies for Christmas Eve night, low 38. Christmas Day, variable cloudiness, the high Monday 54. And then cloudy and mild on Tuesday, the high Tuesday afternoon at 57. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Have Captain Dave the Rave show of Seacon Bay Sportsman on the line right now. Quick fishing board. It is winding down. And don't forget, only a few more days. Seabass is going to close 31st. And then the back closes for the stripers. There's still some bass around. White perch. It should be happening now. Always get that little bit of winter bite. Captain Dave, what's happening up Seacon Bay way, bro? Go.
Well, you got it down. The white perch are balling up in their winter hot spots.
Oof.
It's they're catching some everywhere, and the schoolie size stripers are moving in with them. So you can get plenty to bend your line up in the rivers, right where the brackish water is between the fresh and the salt.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where they seem to like to spend the winters.
Captain Dave, time of year, I caught some of the biggest white perch. I'll spot burn. Who cares? It's a public water, people. Dave, there's some spots in Naco Creek on the Mullicas, the Bass River. Somebody saw. Dave, they're loaded. You got some perch and you find the hole, you're going to hammer them.
Yeah, it's a matter of find the hole, and I don't know if I should let the word out, but you know, you might be able to find these holes with a thermometer. A lot has to do with spring holes in these rivers that where these aquifers dump. Where the fresh water's coming up, the water temperature coming out of the ground's always the same, right around 50 degrees. So they'll hang where that warmer water comes up, and that's why you find them in the same holes year after year. And I think that's what we used to have when they dug a big hole at down there by the Parkway Bridge up in where we used to go ice fishing. There was a spring hole underneath, and that was a huge hole, and that brought them all in. It was a fantastic fishing for 20 years, but that was pretty much filled in.
Now, Dave, so you got some schoolie stripers. I understand, at the bonus tag thing going on, there have been fish in a 24 to 28-inch class caught in the back, various areas.
Oh, yeah, they're still around. I heard, it always happens under the lights along the Atlantic Bridge. Oh, Ocean City Causeways is always good this time of year. They come out of nowhere for to feed under the lights. Nighttime's always the right time for stripers.
Captain Dave, back to the whiteys now. What's the bloodworm situation?
Well, I'm forced to find a new supply, and I thought I had it all tied up, and then that last week's big storm blasted the coast of Maine between the freshwater rain and the and the waves and the big tides, nothing showed up yet. So I have no worms here, and it's still a little warm for the grass shrimp to get down in their winter holes. And I haven't found anybody else chasing them to bring them to me. So I hope to have both real soon. But at the moment, You're going to have to play with lures and gulp, fish bites.
Fish bites, yep. Fish bites are a little gulping, Dave. And in a pinch, listeners, we use chunks of baby nightcrawler, Dave. It's not like a bloodworm, but they hit it.
When they're hungry, they... Yeah, when they're hungry, you can't stop them from eating. They're like every other fish, and I do hope to be here all winter with a perch. I got somebody with fast enough fingers to be tying me up some real nice rigs.
Great.
So I'll guarantee to have plenty of perch rigs at the best price around. And besides that, well, actually today is coming on Christmas Eve, I guess so. It is Christmas, so it's sort of the last day to my Christmas sale. If you need some stocking stuffers or a real nice present, I'm still running 25% off of everything in the store. But that'll end tomorrow. So if you're listening to this morning, get out there this afternoon. Come out all day long. We'll be here, and I'm taking Christmas off. That's for sure. So don't bang on the door tomorrow.
You earned that, Dave. You take care. Best of Judy and Kev and Sugar.
Yeah, she's ready for Christmas. She's hiding in this stocking waiting for Santa Claus to stick his hand in.
All I know, the Christmas day, thank God, these UPS drivers are going to get a break. They're not going to get dragged down. Dave, you take care, man.
Okay, we'll see you next week, next year.
You got it, man. Bye. Captain Dave the Rave. Be right back. Rock and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Get to Met, Let, Kia during the Season of Giving Back sales event. You'll save thousands with 0% financing, zero down payments, or zero payments until next March on every clearly marked new Kia. Like the all-new Kia Forte LXS, just $19,999. Why would you buy a used vehicle when you can get a brand new Kia with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty for under 20 grand? Even if you think you're currently stuck in a loan or lease, we want to get you released. And only Met, Let, Kia has a 4-day love it or leave it return policy. Plus, you can drive with zero down and zero payments until March of next year on every new Kia in stock. So come get your new Kia Forte for under 20 grand. But when they're gone, they're gone.
It's gotta be a Matt Black Kia.
With approved credit, not all will qualify. Credit may affect down payment. Offers can't be combined. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details or 888-505-6670. Price includes all costs to be paid by consumer except for licensing, registration, and taxes through KMF at $27.78 per thousand for 36 months. Rebates and incentives to dealer expires 1/2/24. Matt Black Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township and on Route 37 in Tom's River.
Hurry in for Macy's last-minute gift sale now and take an extra 20% off gift ideas from designers they'll love when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, spend your Macy's money in-store or online, no merchandise exclusions. Can't decide what to get? Give a gift card and let them pick the perfect gift. Find last-minute gifts that never feel last-minute right now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Merry Christmas to all. Remember, people, you're not promised tomorrow, as my lovely D. Marie always says. Unwrap each day like a precious gift, how apropos for the season. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. By the way, those crumb buns. Wow. Read about it in the blog. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.